الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. أمس كنا بدأنا الكلام عن الصفات 13 الواجبة لله تعالى. Yesterday we started talking about the 13 attributes that every accountable Muslim has to know. The 13 attributes of Allah Ta'ala that every accountable Muslim has to know. Today inshaAllah we will continue talking about some of them. لن نستطيع أن ننهي الكلام عن الصفات بحسب ما أظن يعني ما. We are not going to be able to finish talking about this subject. لذلك إن شاء الله تعالى في الدورة نرجع إلى أول الكلام عن الصفات إن شاء الله، فنبدأ من جديد من هناك. This is why during the winter session, inshallah, we will go back to the beginning of this subject and we'll start again from there, inshallah ta'ala. ذكرنا أمسي، تكلمنا أمسي عن صفة الوجود لله عز وجل، وصفة القدم، وصفة البقاء، وصفة السمع، وصفة البصر. Yesterday we talked about the attribute of existence, the attribute of eternity, everlastingness, hearing and sight. إن شاء الله اليوم سنتكلم عن الكلام. إن شاء الله today we will talk about the attribute of الكلام of Allah عز وجل. كلام الله صفة أزلية أبدية. The kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is an eternal and everlasting attribute. وهي من صفات المعاني. And it is among the attributes of المعاني. هو بها سبحانه متكلم آمر ناهٍ واعد متوعد. الله تبارك وتعالى with this attribute of الكلام orders, prohibits, promises, threatens. ليس هذا الكلام ككلام غيره. This كلام is not like the كلام of the creation. هو كلام واحد لا يتعدد. It is a speech. It is an attribute that does not have parts. And no one is attributed with a similar attribute. كلامه سبحانه وتعالى ليس شيئا يحدث دفعة بعد دفعة. It is not, this attribute is not something that occurs one part after another or in batches. ليس شيئا متعاقبا. It is not a sum of consecutive issues. وليس ولا يطرأ عليه سكوت أو انقطاع. Likewise, it does not accept to stop or to be breached. إنما هي صفة تليق به سبحانه ليست كصفات الخلق. Rather, it is an attribute that befits Allah and does not resemble the attributes of the creation. ليس كلامه تبارك وتعالى صوتا. The attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a sound or a sum of sounds. ولا هو حرف. ينقطع بانقطاع الشفة أو يخرج بتحريك اللسان, ينقطع بانطباق الشفة أو يخرج بتحريك اللسان. It is not a letter that exits, that comes out from the mouth by moving it, a tongue. And it is not a sound, a letter that stops by closing one's mouth. ليس شيئا يحدث من انسلال الهواء ولا من اصطكاك الأجرام. It is not something that occurs as a reason of the flowing of the air, and it is not something that occurs out of the of the collision of different parts. بل هو صفة لله أزلية أبدية ليست كصفاتنا. It is an attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى, everlasting and eternal, that does not resemble our attributes. بها يأمر الله وينهى ويعد ويتوعد. With it Allah orders, prevents, promises and threatens. ليس لغة عربية ولا غيرها. It is not an Arabic language and it is not any other language. لأن اللغات مخلوقة, because the languages are created. والأصوات مخلوقة, the voices and the sounds are created. والحروف مخلوقة, and the letters are created. ولا يجوز أن يتصف الله بصفة حادثة. And it is not permissible for the attribute of Allah Ta'ala to have a beginning. لا يجوز قيام الحوادث بذات الله. It is not permissible for anything that has a beginning to be attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى, to be an attribute of Allah. Nothing that has a beginning is an attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن المتصف بالحادث حادث, because everything that has an attribute with a beginning, this thing itself would have a beginning. وكلام الله تبارك وتعالى يسمى أيضا قرآنا. The كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى is also called القرآن. أعني بذلك الصفة الأزلية, and I mean by that the eternal attribute. القرآن في اللغة معناه القول. القرآن in the language means the saying. In the Arabic language. إذن كلام الله يسمى أيضا قرآنا. So the كلام of Allah is also called قرآن. فالقرآن له إطلاقان يستعمل بمعنيين. So the term Al-Quran is used in more than one meaning. يطلق القرآن ويراد به كلام الله الذاتي الذي لا يشبه كلامنا. The term Al-Quran is used with referring to the eternal kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that does not resemble our speeches. ويطلق القرآن ويراد به اللفظ المنزل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also Al-Quran is used to refer to the speech revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا يقال له القرآن وهذا يقال له القرآن. This is called Al-Quran and each of these two is called Al-Quran. هذا شيء صحيح من حيث الشرع صحيح. This is something which is religiously correct, valid. ولأن القرآن له هذا المعنى الذي هو كلام الله الذي لا يشبه كلامنا الذي هو صفته, لأجل ذلك لأنه يطلق بهذا المعنى العلماء علماء أهل السنة ما قبلوا أن يقولوا القرآن مخلوق. Because this term القرآن refers to the eternal kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the attribute that does not have a beginning and does not resemble our attributes, because of that, the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah refused to say Al-Quran is created. لأنه إذا قيل هكذا على الإطلاق القرآن مخلوق ينصرف المعنى إلى الصفة الأزلية. Because if it was said without any restriction, if the term Al-Quran is used without any restriction, then is described by having a beginning, this would refer to the eternal attribute. In the Arabic language, if someone says Al-Quran makhluq just like that, then this would refer to the eternal attribute of Allah. خشية الإيهام, or out of fear that this might lead some people to think that Al-Quran is created, the eternal attribute of Allah is created. لأجل هذا علماء أهل السنة منعوا من هذه اللفظة. This is why the scholars of أهل السنة prevented. They said it is not permissible to say this statement Al-Quran makhluq, which means Al-Quran is created. أما Al-Quran غير مخلوق فسمحوا به. As to say Al-Quran is not created, they allowed this to be said. لأنه كما قلنا في مثل هذه العبارة بالعربية Al-Quran غير مخلوق ينصرف لفظ القرآن إلى صفة الله القائمة بذاته. Because as we said in the Arabic language, if you say القرآن غير مخلوق, the term القرآن here would be referring to the eternal attribute of Allah. And if you say about the eternal attribute of Allah that it is not created, then you are saying the proper thing, the correct thing. لذلك كثير من علماء أهل السنة قالوا القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق. كثير. This is why a lot, many among أهل السنة said القرآن is the كلام of Allah and it is not created. لأن المعنى ينصرف هنا إلى صفة الأزلية. Because it means in this case, Al-Quran means in this case, the eternal attribute. Because it is used without any restriction. أما إذا كان مع العبارة في العبارة قيد يبين أن المراد بالقرآن الكتاب المنزل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإذا أطلق عليه بعد ذلك عبارة تفيد معنى المخلوقية ما فيه حرج. As if on another hand, if you use the term Al-Quran with a certain restriction, something that tells that you mean by that what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, the book revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you use with that a terminology that entails, it gives the meaning, it entails that Al-Quran is created, that in this case it is permissible to do that. كما في الحديث لا تسافروا بالقرآن إلى أرض العدو, كما جاء النهي في الحديث عن السفر بالقرآن إلى أرض يخشى من أهلها إهانته. هنا يفهم أن المراد بذلك المصحف كتاب الله الذي أنزل على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, ولا يراد بذلك صفة الله تبارك وتعالى الأزلية بلا شك. فإذا قلت لا تأخذ معك القرآن إلى حيث يهان يخشى أن يهينه واستعملت هذه الألفاظ تأخذ معك نحو ذلك مما يدل على أنه مخلوق فليس فيه حرج. For example, if you say do not take Al-Quran with you to a land or to a place where you are there is a big possibility you risk that Al-Quran would be belittled, insulted by the people who are there. In this statement, there is something that shows that you are talking about the revealed book. You are not talking about the eternal attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this case, using the term, for example, take Al-Quran with you, or put it there, or the like, is permissible. Although these statements, they are used in reference to a created thing, usually, isn't it? When you say, take it, put it, it is permissible. Why? Because in the context, there is something that shows that you are not talking about the eternal attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ولذلك قال الله تعالى إنه لقول رسول كريم. And this is why Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, about Al-Quran, إنه لقول رسول كريم, يعني هو قول جبريل, which means it is, Al-Quran is what Jibreel said, that is what Jibreel conveyed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Literally it means it is the saying of Jibreel. وهذا شيء يدل على أنه مخلوق. And this entails that this saying is created. لأن جبريل نفسه مخلوق, because جبريل himself is created. لكن السياق يدل على أن المراد اللفظة اللفظ المنزل. But the context shows that what is meant by that is not the eternal attribute of Allah تبارك وتعالى, but rather the revealed statements. فإذن إذا كنا في مقام التعليم فبينا أن القرآن له إطلاقان يطلق ويراد به الكلام الذاتي وهذا غير مخلوق, ويطلق ويراد به اللفظ المنزل وهذا اللفظ لا شك مخلوق فلا حرج في هذا. So if one was teaching others and while doing that one says Al-Quran can be used in two meanings. One of them is the eternal attribute of Allah, which is not created. The other one refers to the revealed texts, and these texts are created. When one says that to teach others, to clarify the matter for others, it would be permissible for one to do it. لأن كلامه لا يوهم خلاف الحقيقة, because his statement is not misleading. It is clear. It clarifies the judgment and it does not mislead the person to believe, for example, that the attribute of Allah is created. This is not like when one says, just like that, Al-Quran makhluq. Al-Quran is created. This is a misleading statement. إذا قال إنسان فقط القرآن مخلوق هذا يوهم خلاف الصواب لو قصد هو في قلبه اللفظ المنزل, لكن يوهم السامع قد يتوهم خلاف الصواب. Even if one intends in his heart that he means the revealed statements, still this is misleading. ولذلك منع العلماء من استعمال هذه اللفظة. This is why the scholars prevented from using this statement. حتى لو قصد الإنسان بها اللفظ المنزل. Even if one intends with that the revealed book or the revealed statement, because it misleads to believe that the eternal attribute of Allah is created. Because the eternal attribute of Allah is also called Al-Quran. ولا يجوز اعتقاده أن كلام الله ككلامنا لغة وحرف وصوت. It is not permissible to believe that the eternal attribute of Allah is like our speech, composed of letters, sounds, and it is a language. لأن هذا تشبيه لله بخلقه. Because this means to liken Allah Tabarak. This is likening Allah to the creation. لذلك العلماء قالوا من زعم أن كلام الله ككلامنا فهو كافر. This is why the scholars said that the one who claims that the speech, the eternal attribute of Allah, is like ours, is a blasphemer. كما قال الطحاوي ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. As الطحاوي said, anyone who attributes Allah تبارك وتعالى with any attribute among the attributes of the creation of the human beings blasphemes. ولكن أو أبل ولكن هذا اللفظ المنزل على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عبارة عن كلام الله الذاتي. لماذا نقول عن اللفظ المنزل على النبي كلام الله وهو مخلوق، ولا نقول عن كلامي أو كلامك كلام الله؟ لأن ذاك اللفظ عبارة عن الكلام الذاتي. لماذا نقول عن اللفظ المنزل كلام الله ولا نقول عما قاله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من غيره كلام الله؟ لأن هذا اللفظ المنزل عبارة عن كلام الله الذاتي، يدل على كلام الله الذاتي. Now why this revealed text is called كلام الله while the other speeches of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام are not called كلام الله؟ Other things that the Prophet pronounced عليه الصلاة والسلام are not called كلام الله. We say these are the sayings of the Prophet, don't we? As for Al-Quran, we say this is كلام الله. Why? Because the terms revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام are expressions of the eternal كلام of Allah. هذه الألفاظ المنزلة ليست من تأليف محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولا من تأليف جبريل، ولا من تأليف بشر، وهي دالة تدل على الكلام الذاتي. These revealed expressions are not authored by Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and they are not authored by Jibreel, they are not authored by any angel or human being. And they express the eternal kalam of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لذلك يقال عنه أيضا كلام الله. This is why it is called also كلام الله. مثال ذلك لتقريب الأمر أكثر، إذا كتبنا على لوح أو على ورقة لفظ الجلالة الله. An example of that, if someone writes on a paper or on a tablet etc. the term Allah ألف لام لام ها، إذا سئل ما هذا يقول الله. If one is asked what is this, he would say Allah. لا يعني بذلك أن هذا هو الذات المقدس الذي نعبده، معناه هذا يدل على الذات المقدس الذي نعبده. So when one is asked what is this, he might reply Allah. What is this term? What is this? He might reply Allah. Does this mean that he means by that this is the one that we worship? No. He means by that this is a name that expresses the one that we worship. وهكذا الكلام المنزل يدل على الكلام الذاتي الأزلي. Likewise, the revealed speech is an expression of the eternal كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى. إذا كتبت أنا على ورقة إيش بيت، هل يكون معنى هذا أن هذه الكلمة هي المكان الذي يسكنه الإنسان؟ لا. If I write on a paper for example, a house. Would this mean that this is the place that one, this world is the place that one inhabits? No. لكن هذه الكلمة عبارة عن المكان الذي يسكنه. This word is an expression of the place that one inhabits. من لم يفهم هذا فخلط بين الأمرين واعتقد أن الله يتكلم كما نحن نتكلم باللغة العربية اعتقد أن كلامه الذاتي لغة كلغاتنا فهو كافر. The one who does not understand this issue and because of that one mixes things and believes that Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks with a language like we do with the Arabic language, for example, such person is a blasphemer. على زعمه هذا على زعمه الله تارة تكلم العبرانية بالتوراة والزبور وتارة تكلم السريانية بالإنجيل وتارة تكلم العربية بالقرآن. According to this person, according to his belief, Allah at one time spoke Hebrew, the Torah, he spoke the Torah in Hebrew and Az-Zabur in Hebrew. Another time Allah spoke in the Syriac language. Allah mentioned Al-Injil in the Syrian language and Syriac language. And according to him also at another time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke Arabic. What is this? This is a mere likening Allah to the creation. هذا تشبيه محض لله تبارك وتعالى بخلقه. بعض الناس وصل في سخافة التفكير إلى هذا الحد. Some people attained this level of silliness. ثم لما قيل له كيف هذا الحروف مخلوقة واللغات مخلوقة إذا قلت الله تكلم بحرف ولغة معناه أثبت قيام الحوادث بذات الله. This person or such people were addressed by the Muslims that if you say that then you are saying that things, if you say that Allah speaks with letters and sounds, then you are saying that things that has beginning, that have beginnings, are attributes of Allah. You cannot say that. بدل أن يتراجعوا عن هذا القول قالوا لا الله تكلم بحروف أزلية. Instead of admitting their mistake, they responded by saying, no, Allah Ta'ala spoke with eternal letters and voices. وزادوا على هذا كما نحن نتكلم على نفس ترتيب الحروف التي نحن نتكلم بها. كيف هذا؟ إما أن يقولوا هذه الحروف تكلم الله بها دفعة واحدة وإما أن يقولوا حرفا بعد حرف وفي الحالين كلامهم باطل. This doesn't make any sense. Either they say that Allah spoke with these letters and sounds at once, all of them at once, or they say that Allah spoke with them one letter after another. And in both cases, it does not make sense. إذا قالوا دفعة واحدة فليس هذا اللفظ الذي نقرأه في الكتاب الله. If they say at once, this is not what we recite in Al-Quran. وإذا قالوا حرفا بعد حرف جعلوا هذه الحروف أقروا بأن هذه الحروف لها بداية. If they say one letter after another, then as if they are saying that these letters have beginnings and endings. لأن الحرف الثاني لا يبدأ إلا بعد انتهاء الأول. Because the second letter does not start except the one before it ends. فهذا إقرار بأن الحروف لها بداية ولها نهاية. So this is admitting that the letters have beginnings and ends. وهذا الشيء مدرك بالحس. This is something that everyone knows by his senses. Doesn't need to think about it or to prove it. لكن كما ورد الهوى يعمي ويصمي. As it is narrated, following one's own desires and opinions without a proof makes one blind and deaf. الله يحفظنا. هذا الكلام الذي ذكرناه ليس شيئا مبتدعا. What we are mentioning is not something that someone few years ago came with. هذا كلام السلف والخلف من علماء المسلمين. This is what السلف and الخلف among the scholars mentioned. وهو الذي يدل عليه كتاب الله تعالى. And this is what the book of Allah shows. وحديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. مثل هذا, مثل هذه الآية تدل على أن كلام الله تبارك وتعالى ليس له ابتداء ولا انتهاء, وليس هو الحروف المنزلة ولا الألفاظ المنزلة. A verse like the one that I mentioned, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا is a proof that the kalam of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not the letters revealed, that is the attribute of Allah, is not the letters revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. كلام الله الذي هو صفته ليس الألفاظ المنزلة على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. لأن الآية معناها لو كان البحر مدادا يكتب به كلام الله تبارك وتعالى لنفد البحر ولم ينفد كلام الله عز وجل. معناه صفة الله تبارك وتعالى الأزلية الأبدية لا تنتهي. أما الكتابة مهما كانت لو كان البحر مدادا تنتهي. This verse means that if someone wants to write and he had the sea like ink to write with it, then what he writes with this ink gets to an end. But the speech of Allah تبارك وتعالى does not get to an end. الكتب المنزلة كلها لو أنها كتبت ما احتاجت إلى البحر مدادا. All the revealed books, if one wants to write them, they do not need ink as much as the sea. Much less than that. إذن ليست هذه الكتب المنزلة كلام الله الذاتي. So these revealed books are not the eternal كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى. هذا شيء عبر عنه العلماء قديما, and this is something that the scholars mentioned since long time ago. الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه قال ويتكلم لا ككلامنا أي الله. الإمام أبو حنيفة, may Allah raise his rank, said about Allah ويتكلم لا ككلامنا, which means Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with the speech that is not like our speech. نحن نتكلم بالآلات من المخارج والحروف. We speak with organs from exits for the letters. And with letters, our speech is composed of letters. والله متكلم بلا آلة ولا حرف. As for Allah Ta'ala, He is attributed with a kalam that does not without an instrument or a letter. فإذن هذا الكلام من أيام الإمام أبي حنيفة معروف. شرح هذا الأمر, explaining this issue, is well known since the time of الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه. لكن العلماء ما كانوا يحتاجون أن يكثروا الكلام في هذا, لأنه لم يكن في ذلك الوقت أهل البدع رافعي رؤوسهم. The scholars didn't need to talk a lot about this issue, because at that time the people of misguidance were few and they didn't have any power, any influence. بعد ذلك قوي تأثيرهم. Later on, they became more influential. بعض الحكام, بعض أهل السلطة ساعدهم. Some rulers helped them. فاحتاج علماء أهل السنة إلى الكلام أكثر في هذا الأمر وإيضاحه. The scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah needed to talk more about this issue and clarify it. فكثر الكلام في هذه المسألة. So a lot of arguments took place pertaining to this issue about the attribute of al-kalam of Allah تبارك وتعالى. منا بحق ومن أهل البدع بباطل. أهل السنة spoke about this issue in the rightful way. The people of misguidance spoke about it in a deviant way. لكن كان هناك مناظرات وكلام كثير. But there were debates and a lot of arguments about this issue. لذلك سمي علم التوحيد كله بعلم الكلام. This is why the knowledge of التوحيد was called the knowledge of الكلام. لأن أكثر مسألة في الماضي تم فيها كلام بيننا وبين أهل البدع كانت مسألة الكلام. Because the majority of debates that took place in the past between Ahl al-Sunnah and the deviant groups were about this issue, the attribute of al-kalam. فاختصار الأمر أن الناس في صفة كلام الله تعالى ثلاث طوائف. In brief, people are divided into three groups in what pertains to the كلام of Allah تبارك وتعالى. قسم أثبتوا لله تعالى صفة الكلام لكن قالوا كلامه ككلامنا. A group said Allah is attributed with al-kalam. They said his speech is like ours. He speaks with a language and letters. وهؤلاء ضلال, these are misguided people, of course. الفرقة الثانية نفوا صفة الكلام عن الله. The second group, they negated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is attributed with the attribute of al-kalam. قالوا الله متكلم معناه يخلق الكلام في غيره ليس أن له صفة هي صفة الكلام. They said, we say about Allah ta'ala متكلم in Arabic, which means that, they said, it means that he creates the speech in others, in the creation. It does not mean that he is attributed with an eternal attribute, which is al-kalam. هؤلاء أيضا ضلال. These are also deviant groups. هؤلاء قالوا موسى ما سمع كلام الله الذاتي. These people said, Prophet Musa did not hear an eternal speech of Allah. The eternal speech of Allah. إنما الله خلق كلاما في الشجرة التي كان موسى عندها. They said rather Allah created a speech in the tree where Musa was. وهذا الصوت هو الذي سمعه سيدنا موسى. And this sound created in the tree is what Prophet Musa heard. قالوا لأن الله ليس متصفا بصفة الكلام. They said because Allah is not attributed with an attribute which is الكلام. قال لهم أهل السنة إذن على زعمكم الشجرة قالت لموسى إنني أنا الله. أهل السنة replied, then according to your statement, the tree told Musa, I am Allah. هؤلاء أيضا ضلال. These people are also are misguided. والفرقة الثالثة هي الفرقة الوسط. The third group is the righteous group. وهم أهل السنة والجماعة. These are أهل السنة والجماعة. أثبتوا لله صفة الكلام. They said that Allah is attributed with the attribute of al-kalam, كما قال النبي والصحابة, as the Prophet said and as the companion said. ونفوا عن كلام الله مشابهة كلام المخلوقين. But at the same time, they said that the kalam of Allah does not resemble the attributes of the creation. They are in the middle between these two extremes. وكلامهم هو الحق. What أهل السنة said is the truth. لكن يقال لكلام الله الذاتي القرآن ويقال للفظ المنزل القرآن. But the eternal attribute of Allah is called القرآن and the revealed book is called القرآن. إطلاق القرآن على الصفة الذاتية حقيقة, حقيقة لغوية وشرعية, وإطلاق القرآن على اللفظ المنزل حقيقة شرعية. calling the attribute of Allah, Al-Quran, is haqiqa? No, raise your voice. What's that? Literal usage? Okay, هاي حقيقة لغوية يعني أو حقيقة شرعية. Okay, just remember this, it is حقيقة. And using this term Al-Quran about the revealed book is also حقيقة. In the Arabic language, there are meanings that are the original meanings of the words. So in the language, for each term, there is a meaning for this term. One or more than one meanings. This meaning, which is originally for the term, is called haqiqa. Sometimes you use the term to mean a meaning other than the original meaning. And with you in the context, you use something to show that. There are specific ways to do it. In this case, using the term in other than its original meaning is not haqiqa in the Arabic language. They don't call it haqiqa. An example of that is if you say lion, this means this well-known animal. But if you want to, sometimes you might say so and so about a human being is a lion. You mean he's very brave, very strong and brave. In this case, you would be using the term lion in other than its original meaning. And in the context, there is something that shows that. Because when you say, for example, Hajj Ali is a lion, then you don't mean the animal. When you say Hajj Ali, khalas, it's clear now what you mean. So, if you do that, this is called majaz in Arabic. Using the term Quran in reference to the kalam of Allah, the eternal attribute of Allah, is not majaz. It is haqiqa. This is an original meaning of the statement. Now, also, this is in the context of the language. In the religious context, it is also haqiqa. Because in the religion, it is explicitly mentioned that the eternal kalam of Allah is called Al-Quran. So in both context, linguistic context and religious context, calling the attribute of Allah Al-Quran is haqiqa. Why are we saying that? This is something that later will be clear for you, inshallah. Now, calling the revealed texts Al-Quran is also haqiqa. Because in the religion, it is called like that. And among the people of the religion, they use it in that context. The people who, So both usages of this term, Al-Quran, using it to refer to the eternal kalam of Allah, and using it to refer to the revealed text, is haqiqa. For the first meaning, it is haqiqa in the linguist context and the religious context. For the second usage, it is haqiqa in the religious context. So in both usages are the original usages of the word. Why are we saying that? This is something that inshallah later will be clear for you. Or if at any moment someone, a misguided person brings up something related to this issue with you, you will recognize immediately why we are mentioning this. Inshallah. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. Allahu a'lam. Allah knows best. Before your questions, we are stopping here because some of you said they didn't take al-tariqa rifa'iyya and they want to take it. So inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, you'll take some time, like 2 minutes if you want, to make wudu and pray 2 rak'ah. You need more, like 5 minutes to make wudu and pray 2 rak'ahs. Those who want to take al-tariqa. And then we will gather again in this room, inshallah ta'ala, in this hall. But first, let's take the questions. Adariya, tafaddali. Yes. There are rules for using terms as majaz. It's not something open for anyone to say whatever one wants and then to say it is majaz. And really they don't, what they mean, their belief is that Allah speaks in Arabic language in consecutive letters just like we do. So they don't claim that they are using it by majaz. But even if anyone does, it doesn't work because al-majaz has rules. Otherwise, I would say about someone that he's bred, and then I would say, well, this is majaz. Or I would say about someone that he is nice, and then I mean that he is stubborn, for example. It doesn't work like that. There are rules. One way for that, of that, is that the Arabic language cannot bear that. The Arabic language is not like other languages. The rule, not like many other languages. The rules of the Arabic language and the meanings of the words do not change with time. You cannot come up with a new meaning and say this is a new meaning and still it is, this would be still the Arabic language. The meanings of the words and what is used as majaz, what is used as haqiqa, the rules, all these things are well established and that's it. They cannot change. They cannot change. It's not like what happens, for example, with the English language. If you check a dictionary written 100 years ago and another one written now, you would find new meanings for certain words and or new words, etc. The Arabic language is not like that. So even if the Arabs used a new term among themselves, in the scholars of the language, they would say this term is not an original term of the language. It is used now by some people. It did not exist. This, they would say, this is not an Arabic word. Although, maybe, you would find, let's say, 200 million Arab person using it. Still, they would say, this is not an Arabic word. It is used by the Arabs, but it is not Arabic. So this is how the Arabic language is. So one way is that the Arabic cannot bear this meaning. The language cannot bear this meaning. There are rules also for that. Because language means a sum of letters and sounds. This is what it means. So it does not work, it's not valid to say eternal language, because this is a contradictive. Exactly. A contradictive statement. وفيكم أبس الحاج أبل تفضل يا حاج. المعتزلة يقولون الله ليس متصفا بصفة الكلام. يقولون الله متكلم معناه يخلق الكلام في غيره، ليس أنه متصف بصفة هي الكلام، ليست صفة قائمة بذاته. إنما نقول عن الله متكلم، الناس كلهم يقولون الله متكلم، معنى هذا هم يقولون، معنى هذا أنه يخلق الكلام في غيره. فمثلا إذا قيل لهم أليس الله كلم موسى، يقولون موسى ما سمع كلام الله الأزلي، لأن الله ليس له كلام أزلي، إنما سمع كلاما خلقه الله في شجرة، ما أخبر الله عنه في القرآن أن موسى سمع كلام الله، أن الله تعالى قال لموسى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. ليس معناه أن موسى سمع الكلام الأزلي، بل سمع صوتا خلقه الله في الشجرة. يقال لهم يعني على زعمكم الشجرة قالت لموسى إنني أنا الله وموسى صدق، كيف هذا؟ لا يليق. لكن شو السؤال؟ ما قلت هيك شيء، أنا ما قلت مثل هذا. المعتزلة يقولون الشجرة نفسها منها الكلام طلع، هي حكيت. عرفت حاج؟ هيك كلام الله؟ لا لا، كلام الله موسى سمع كلام الله الذاتي، ليس من جهة. لا أي شجرة يا حاج؟ هديك لا ما هيك المعتزلة بيقولوا إنه كان هناك شجرة سمع موسى منها الكلام. نحن ما إلى عليه الشجرة بسماع الكلام. تفضل حاج. صح. صدقت. هذا مما يدل على أن كلام الله يستعمل أيضا في اللفظ المنزل. صدقت. لا أعرف من منع من هذا. لماذا يمنع من هذا؟ هي عقيدة أهل السنة. تفضلي. أها. أوكي. Jibreel was ordered by Allah to take the verses of Al-Quran from where Al-Quran was written and to come down with them to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب يا يحيى بعض العلماء قال بعض العلماء بس إذا قلت هذا يقول لك ما مستندهم إيش تقول؟ القول الثاني مستنده في الحديث موجود في الحديث أما ذاك القول إذا قيل لك لو كان فلان ما مستنده؟ إن لم يكن عندك مستند تفضل. نقول لهم العلماء قالوا يتمثلون يتشكلون هذا هو. وفيك بارك الله بكم. طيب in 15 minutes we will meet back here for those who want to take الطريقة. الله يبارك فيكم. So make wudu, make wudu, pray two rak'ahs and then come back here please. بارك الله فيكم. نعم. يعني بنية النفل المطلق نية ركعتي التوبة هي نفل مطلق هي. مشان الدرس نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.